If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, great. Summer has arrived.
Definitely. So
what more do we need to know?
Yeah, it's like midsummer has arrived all of a sudden. It's not just getting warm. It's actually getting
nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing normal about 2020. All right, this is interesting. DStv is going full streaming.
Well, it was inevitable. Mm. There were rumors it was going to happen. And they last week, they announced that apart from a whole bunch of new decoders and services, and I love the way they use English, a streamer with an A, set-top box. I don't know why they didn't just call it the DStv set-top box, but anyway, let's not get into that stuff. But they are also offering a, or will be offering fairly shortly, a fully standalone streaming service. And it was inevitable. There's no question that with the proliferation of decent high-speed broadband pretty much everywhere in urban South Africa, and less importantly globally, but this does actually, what a lot of people forget is that DStv is actually available across Africa, part of the Middle East, and some of Europe even, so, or Eastern Europe. So they've got a massive, massive footprint, and streaming has become the new technology. Not that satellite is a problem, and in fact, satellite's great for areas where, you know, internet connectivity is perhaps not a problem. Rural, well, is a problem. So rural areas, mountainous areas, areas that are not quite as well served with proper internet. So satellite technology is not going away, but definitely you're going to have the ability to stream DStv completely satellite dishless quite soon. And for some, that's actually a pleasure. It means that there are less boxes, less connections, less cables, less things on the roof to get bothered with. And the one thing they did confirm, there's going to be absolutely no price differential. So in other words, they're not making it cheaper to stream, despite the fact that they do not have all the costs of sending you a satellite signal, even though that's not going away. As I said, they've still got millions of subscribers on their satellite platform and will have for many years to come. So this is an add-on. You can either choose one way or the other. You can have a satellite service alone, streaming service alone, or both. So right now, the DStv Now app that's available on most streaming devices and most smart TVs is being renamed just the DStv app. And that will continue to work, and you'll be able to stream everything through that. They'll slicken it up, I believe, so that it'll be much more of a standalone app rather than a companion as it is now. But it makes a lot of sense. What they also announced is that there is a new Explorer coming which will give you 4K, which is way overdue because all the latest TVs, in fact, most of the more expensive TVs from 6,000 Rand upwards have the ability to display 4K. All the competition, Netflix and Amazon Prime, stream in 4K. And those two services are also coming to their new platform. So apart from the fact that you'll be able to get DStv and Showmax as standard on their new Explorer Ultra Decoder, you'll also be able to get 4K versions of Netflix and Amazon Prime at a special price. They haven't said what it is, and apparently the Competition Commission's got involved and decided to check whether this is not going to be a massive monopoly, which in some part it is, but that's a whole discussion for another day. But all of that will be available through one platform, one system. It probably will not come through on their online streaming app, which makes sense. But if you have a decoder or you upgrade to their new decoder, you'll be able to get all of that under one service with one bill, which makes a lot of sense. It's actually a trend that seems to be pretty big globally. Sky are doing it, and a lot of the streaming types, or a lot of the satellite type entertainment services are doing it. So the prices are going to still be pretty high. You will save, if you go streaming, on the 100 Rand connection fee that you have if you've got multiple decoders in the house. So what you can do is have one decoder and then stream to another TV, or stream to your holiday home, or stream wherever you are, which makes quite a lot of sense. And the streamer device sounds, we haven't seen it, just ideas, it's coming quite soon. Sounds a little limited. It's not quite the same as an Apple TV, which can do all of the above. But I'm sure it'll be fairly inexpensive, and it'll be bundled with a whole host of their services. So DStv certainly have caught up with the competition, or really try to co-opt the competition into their whole service. And I think we're going to see a lot of change coming from DStv and their various brands. As always, their sport is world class, very difficult to beat if you're a sports fan. And the rest of their product is reasonably priced at around about 809 Rand a month, is reasonable for the types of content you get. So
do you think that ultimately scheduled programs will just fall away for DStv?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There just seems to be.
It just doesn't seem to be a point that on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock you watch this show. We've really just moved. I mean, I don't think that if I'm thinking about it, I don't think any of my kids even understand that as a concept. I don't think any of them, none of them watch DStv anymore. The only time they'll ever watch it is for sport. But that's a live event that's happening where it happens. There's just no situation that they will watch one episode of something randomly at a specific time that somebody else is telling them.
And it's changed the whole way that we socialize and we watch TV, because I do recall in my youth we'd all collect around the TV and watch a particular thing as a family. Those days are long gone. Mm. People are streaming on their tablets, watching on their smartphones, you know, picking up whatever they want to catch up with whenever they want to catch up with it. So you're quite right. The whole environment has completely and utterly changed. And I'm positive that DStv have picked that up, because they do a lot of research. And they've probably noticed that people are watching less and less satellite and more streaming. And that has to impact their bottom line. I know for a fact that we hardly watch in my home any form of product on the DStv satellite other than news and sport, which are live products, not something that you can catch up on. So, yep, all is changing. Streaming is definitely becoming the way to go. And the simple access across multiple platforms, multiple form factors is just what it's all about. So you catch up when you're just at a coffee shop, you watch whenever you want, and that's the new world we live in. But DStv have responded, and I think we're going to see a great growth in the ability to stream everything that they offer. And let's see how they stand up to the competition. But right now, there probably isn't a more comprehensive entertainment platform with more content for the price that they charge. If you want to try to subscribe to all the American platforms, which give you a chunk of what they have, it's going to cost you well over 1,000 Rand, especially with the wonderful space that the Rand is in.